This is KUT. Yesterday, we gave a basic explanation of a major part of Texas's school finance system called recapture, or Robinhood. It's a process that many school districts believe is unfair. Right now, a judge is weighing whether it's constitutional. A decision in that case is expected next week. But appeals are also expected. As KUT's Kate McGee reports, it could be years before school districts see any change to the way education is paid for in Texas.
So here's a quick recap of Robinhood. If a school district collects more local property taxes than the state has determined it needs, it has to give the difference back to the state. The state then puts that money in a big pot and uses it to fund other school districts, especially those that can't raise enough local property taxes on their own. This year, Austin ISD expects to send more than $120 million back to the state because of Robinhood. The district is in a tricky position. It's using reserves to balance its budget, and enrollment is projected to decline over the next 10 years, which means less revenue going forward.
Austin in particular has invested in programming over the years, and now we're sort of finding ourselves in a place where we really have to make some decisions about whether or not we can continue those investments.
That's Nicole Conley, Chief Financial Officer in the Austin School District. On top of all of that, the district is preparing for another part of the school finance system to phase out in 2017.
Which will basically mean that we'll lose about $18.5 million in revenue in the out year.
The state is phasing out something called target revenue. In 2006, the legislature told school districts to reduce their tax rates as a result of another school finance lawsuit. But it told the Texas Education Agency to provide additional state aid to school districts. That way, districts would have the same amount of money, even though districts were collecting fewer property taxes. But that won't happen forever, and once that ends, there's nothing to replace that revenue source.
So we have less to operate, the same infrastructure services, same level of teachers, same schools, same buildings, but with less dollars to do so. On top of the fact that we've got new mandates coming out from the state for HB 5 that require new costs, new investments.
Education experts say compared to other school districts, Austin isn't the worst off in the state. It receives more funding per student than many school districts and more than the state average. But most AISD students are considered low income, and the district says it costs more to serve those students. So where does this leave the Austin School District? Unless the legislature makes changes to the finance system, there's not much the district can do but cut from its own budget or make major changes to serve its students more efficiently. At a school board meeting earlier this month, Trustee Jamie Mathias said he's worried about the bleak outlook.
We play the hand that's dealt us here in Austin. Until there are legislative changes, then life is what life is in Austin. The gap that we're going to start to feel beginning in 2016 between our reserves, which are quickly diminishing, I'm hearing alarm bells go off here. Am I the only one who's hearing them?
Experts believe the court will rule the school finance system is unconstitutional, but the state is expected to appeal to the state Supreme Court. That likely means another year before a final decision and another legislative session in between. Chandra Villanueva is with the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a left-leaning think tank. She thinks it'll be an interesting session.
Because there's going to be this giant elephant in the middle of the room throughout the entire budget process. Everybody knows that more money is going to be needed for education. And the legislature, they can address these issues without a court ruling. They know that the system's going to be ruled unconstitutional. And if the legislature wanted to, they could start now trying to figure out a solution.
If the state Supreme Court ultimately finds the school finance system is unconstitutional, they'll deliver an injunction. Depending on the injunction's deadline, the governor could decide to call a special legislative session to deal with school finance or wait until the next session in 2017. Kate McGee, KUT News.